Before we start speaking about Chovas Taminim, I think it's something that's very important to talk about vis-a-vis Purim. There are two nakudas of Purim that are dangerous. In general, we don't have dangerous mitzvahs. The most dangerous thing we have is that maybe you get poked by a lulav, but aside from that, mitzvahs are really not dangerous. There's not like, you know, there's not much that you have to, like, you know, very little safety hazards when it comes to mitzvahs. Here we have something which can potentially be a safety hazard. Now, first of all, obviously, if all the other mitzvahs are not safety hazards, this one is also not meant to be a safety hazard. Whatever it means when it says, Chayev Inish Levesumi Vapurya, it doesn't mean to be a safety hazard, clearly. So the Torah is, in general, called Derechei Darchei Noyam, V'chol Nisivoseha Shalom, which means that it's supposed to be pleasant and peaceful. So those are the two things that I want to focus on. Purim is meant to be a time of unity, of togetherness. Purim is all about a person establishing relationships, for example, Shalach Manas. The purpose of Shalach Manas, by the way, is in order to strengthen relationships. So therefore, let's say you have someone that you're really good with, and you have someone that you're not so good with. Who should you emphasize in your Shalach Manas? You're really supposed to emphasize the person you're not good with in order to strengthen that relationship. I've been speaking about this for a while. One time in my career, when someone called me out and said that maybe you should strengthen one of your relationships, and I did. I mean, I'm comfortable telling you because he's himself spoken about it publicly. My relationship with Lipa Schmelzer, which was very, very strained, was the beginning of the rectification was through Purim. We had a very strained relationship on both sides. Whatever, we're not going into the details right now. But so one of the Bachram said to me, why don't you send Shalach Manas to Lipa? And I said, you know what? That's a good idea. And I did. And that's when things started being repaired. That's the point of Shalach Manas. The point of Purim is to be able to build stronger relationships. Matanas Yavyayinim is obviously you're reaching out to someone that you know needs you and helping them. So the whole point of Purim is for us to try to strengthen, create unity in Klal Yisrael. It's Shalom, is that there should be Shalom. The end of the Megillah ends that Mordechai HaTzadik is Dorish Toiv L'chol Amoy, Doiver Shalom L'chol Zahar, which means that Mordechai was a person that was, he brought people together. That's what Purim is supposed to do. Now, there's a risk that on Purim, people are going to say things or do things to other people that is not going to promote Shalom. And a person has to be very careful about that. Whether it's someone that you know or whether it's someone that you don't know. I would like to say that I never got called on or after Purim that one of your Bachrim did something that was hurtful or damaging or inflammatory. I would like to say that, but I can't. I'm hopeful that this year I will be able to say that. That the Bachrim are not going to engage in any activity, even if it's someone that you don't know. Even if it's people that you don't know, but we're supposed to create unity in l'chol amoy. Mordechai Tzadik was doirish toiv l'chol amoy, for everyone. And any person out there, if we're going to create some sort of negativity towards a yeshiva bachar, or towards a yeshiva, or towards an individual, if we're going to say something that's inflammatory, or do something that's going to in some way hurt someone, or hurt someone's feelings, so then we're going against what Purim is meant to be. And I don't know if this is going to help or not, but if there's a bacher who thinks that when he gets if he drinks on Purim, he's going to do something like that, he should not drink. I don't know if you're going to listen to me, but let's say a bacher knows that there's someone in yeshiva that, let's say he knows he's going to let it out on that bacher. If he thinks that's going to happen, he should not drink. Because the purpose of Purim is not the drinking. It's what Purim is supposed to bring us to through all of the mitzvahs hayom. It's supposed to bring us towards achdus. If it's going to bring you somewhere else, then don't go there. So we have to try to be careful. And there's a preparation for that, is trying to bring ourselves into good spirits, into positive places, and to think positively about people. And if you do have an issue with someone, so maybe Purim is a time for you to try to sell it in a positive way, in a gentle way, in a loving way. That's first of all. Now, second of all, aside from the Purim is supposed to be Nesivaseh Shalom, it's also supposed to be Derechei Darcheinom. It's supposed to be pleasant. Now, people can also engage in activity on Purim, which is dangerous to their health in different ways. They could end up, chas v'shalom, in the hospital or in jail. Any of these things could happen on Purim. It has, and these things are dangerous. Now, you could end up not only getting yourself in jail, you could get someone else in jail, because if you start up with someone, so then your friend's got to get your back, and then he's going to end up in jail with you, and that's not pleasant for anyone. It's definitely not a good thing, and it could be a tremendous chil Hashem, but could be dangerous. There are people that can do things on Purim which are really dangerous, and over-drinking is definitely one of them. It's not like it's never happened that people... Yidden Jewish teenagers have died from over-drinking. A person can do serious damage to their liver. They can do serious damage to their cognizance, which means their brain activity. And they can do serious damage to their life if they're not careful in how they drink. A person has to make sure that he exercises caution. And I can't tell everyone exactly how they should do that, but I am telling you that you really have to understand this is a serious, serious concern. So there's no one's telling you not to enjoy your Purim, and a person has to understand that it would appear that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to drink on Purim more than you are used to drinking. Well, let me change that. For most people, it's more than they're used to drinking. For people that are used to drinking too much, so then it just means drinking a little bit more than your regular behavior on a regular basis. You understand my point, my friends. But it is something we should be careful about, and I daven that everyone should be healthy and should be safe and should have an uplifting and beautiful building Purim. Okay, here we are. When Chovetz Talmidim, anyone know what time Ma'ariv is? I don't want to go over. 6:10. Okay. Tisragel, we're on page Tzadi, hey. Heilige Rebbe. The Piyasetzner Rebbe says, Tisragel, b'machshevoisecho hakidoishois. You have to get in the habit. You have to get in the hergel. You have to get used to thinking a certain way. We spoke about that. We spoke about the problem that we have today is we just don't think. We know certain things, but to know them is not enough. The longest distance in the world is the distance from the mind, from the heart to the mind, or from the mind to the heart. And sometimes we know something, but we want to get it into your heart. You want to feel that. You want it to be alive. You want it to be fresh. So a person has to rethink things. And our problem is we don't have time to think. We're so busy doing other things, being distracted. So then we're never recurring our thoughts, and our thoughts don't become our feelings. But if a person, says the Rebbe, wants to be inspired, so he has to have thoughts over and over again. You have them once. Everyone is inspired at some point, whether it's on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur. If a person wants to keep that inspiration, he has to keep that thought. I spoke to you about Reb Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. He had a Sfaradi Yid that he knew that he always used to bench from a Rosh Hashanah Machzor. Every single day he'd bench. Why? Because he wanted to keep that freshness. He wanted to keep that inspiration of Rosh Hashanah. So he had a Rosh Hashanah Machzor in his hands every single day. Our problem is we forgot Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it's like a, you know, it's a memory, it's not a recurring memory. We want our memories to recur. We have to bring them back. And we're distracted. We're busy thinking about so many other things. But to struggle by machshava isecha, you have to repeat this machshava hakdoishus. These holy thoughts, ba'ashkofa ilah, and your vision that a person has, this lofty vision, kanizko le'el, hashveino, try to compare, es matzaveinu, the present situation, our matzav, es matzaveinu haram, asher lefanim, try to compare what Klal Yisrael's situation was, their exalted situation, which was lifnim, which was back in the day, neged matzaveinu hashafel ata, compared to what our situation is today. Compare the situations. Ki kefi hanira bedivrei hanavim vaksuvim, as it would appear in the words of the nevim and the ksuvim, lehoisa nevuah az kedavar hayotzei min hahergel lochidush veloy pele. Back in the day, nevuah wasn't considered to be something that was out of the ordinary. It wasn't a chiddush, it wasn't a pella, it wasn't a wonder. It was the type of thing that happens. Back in the day, that's what happened. Kishirotza Hashem loydiya lemanoyach v'ishtoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to inform Manoyach and his wife about Leidas Shimshon Binam, their son Shimshon Hagibor. He didn't tell them in a dream. Or a voice. Why? Just a malach of Hashem just appeared at their door. It wasn't enough that he should come once, because they needed some clarity. Shalchu pam shnia. Okay, they're coming back a second time. Melech was a simple Jew. He wasn't a gadol b'Yisrael. But what does it mean to be a simple Jew? They were Yisraelim. A simple Jew back in the day was not simple. That's what they were. Anoshim me'anshei kodesh hayu. They were part of the elite, the Jewish people. V'kvar yochlu lirois uledaber imalach. They were already able to see and to speak to a malach. Kedaber yishoyehu. V'zeh shoyel v'zeh meshif. Back in the day, Klal Yisrael's situation was very different than the situation that we have today. We speak about like heiligat tzaddikim, like Abshayel Amiker Estir. We wonder, like, why don't we have like great people like the heiligat Abshayel? Why don't we have Pashut people like we used to have? Why don't we have Pashtid? Why the Pashtid not like they used to be? I don't remember where I was talking or where I was walking, but someone was telling me about. Maybe one of you was here was telling me about how they used to be that the Pashtiyidin in the town, when they went for walks together, so they would chazer over the Masechta, they would go over the Toisvis in Balpeh, the Balabatim. Toisvis Balpeh. I think one of you told it to me, because I was talking about how in Tells back in the day, in Lita, so the Motzi on every Friday night from Chatzos until Nates, the Balabatim were in the Beis Medrash the entire night. Couldn't get a seat. And then at Nates, they'd hear Shekloi from the Rosh Hashiva for an hour and a half. These were the Balabatim in Tells. That's what El Mamago Balabas was. So someone who was there, I think maybe one of the Bakr told me that they used the Chazer, Toisvis Balpeh of the entire Masechta. And we're Yeshiva Bachim, and we're like Nispal, some of those three blot chocolate. Whoa, three blot. Wow, he's amazing. He does three blot Balpeh. By the way, I don't mean to minimize three blot Balpeh. But where are we? Like, what happened? I know, I heard from Rameir Stern, Shlita, the Rosh Shiva. He said when they learned in Lakewood by Rabaran was Teveya, the Bachim, they should learn two Masechtas every winter's man. And not like Megillah and Tainus, Baba Kama Baba Metzia. That's what it was Rosh Shiva's mashal. I remember when he said, Baba Kama Baba Metzia, a winter's man. One winter's man. We can't even, to us, that's wild. Because we're so far from what they used to be. But we have to restore the glory to the Jewish people. I think it's great that we're starting with three blat shachat tayar b'peh, but don't stop there. We have to build ourselves. 10 blot chocolate tire about peh is nothing for every single person in this room. It's like, yeah, but I never. Okay, so we got to get started. I learned with two of the Heiliger Bochum in the yeshiva just a half an hour in the morning, and they did three blot mila b'mila like this, like nothing, in less than a winter's night. But that's just a half an hour. But we got plenty of time. What are we doing during lunch? What are we doing Ben Asdarim? What are we doing when we go for walks? What are we doing after night Seder? We're thinking, oh, it's so much. Okay, because we're so little. But if you want to know why they were so big, my Zayda, who the yeshiva is named after, he was a simple Jew. He used to call himself, I'm just a simple Joe from America, and he was. I don't know, he never learned in Kollel for sure. I don't know how much he learned in yeshiva. He was a simple Jew. He finished Shas five times. He used to get up around 4 in the morning. He used to learn Daf Yomi. He learned Daf Yomi 4 times every day. He learned the Perek of Rambam every day. He was Mavre Sedra. He knew Unkelus Balpeh. He was a simple Jew. He had a job. He had a knitting factory. He was a regular guy. But that's what a regular Jew used to be. He didn't think of himself as anyone special. But that's what it used to mean to be a regular Jew. A person wants to go to work, okay, you have to learn 4 hours a day for sure. For sure. I mean, 4 hours a day is like, according to Rambam, is not even cutting it. But, I mean, less than that is just a joke. And if you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, so you're a loser. I mean, back in the day, everyone had Shaul HaMelech, Shaloi HaYanavi. He wasn't a Navi, Terem Shemalach, before he was king. Bein lahakas neviim gam keiniva. He was amongst, now listen, my friends. He was amongst like an entire company of neviim. He also had nevuah. V'lohu bilvad, elagam shlichov, sheshalach lirdof es David. The people that he sent, I'm going to use this word, I don't mean it, but the gangsters that he sent to run after David HaMelech, they obviously weren't gangsters, but in our mind, the people that are going to go, they're going to chase David. Kishabal l'shmul ha-navi, v'talmidov b'nei ha-navinim, when they came to Shmuel ha-navi, gam aleim ha-isa ha-ruach, v'gam heim nibu, they also had ruach ha-kodesh, they had nevuah. Asher kenira, lo kedei lahatzil es David bilvad, hishra Hashem, es ruach ha-nevuah aleim, not just to save David ha-melech, they should understand who they're, quote-unquote, messing with, that they got nevuah. That's the story. That David HaMelech was on the run. Shaul was interested in David HaMelech's blood, basically. It's a complicated story. If you learn Navi, you hear a little bit about it. But so they were after David HaMelech. He wasn't Melech at the time. David HaMelech's whole life was on the run. And they were after him, and they had Ruach HaKodesh, and they realized, okay, you're messing with David Mashiach. It's Mashiach Hashem you're messing with. But it wasn't just for that purpose. Why? Hashem just wanted to save David. You're not going to turn just some murderer into a Navi. If Hashem wants to save David, he has got plenty of ways to save David. It's like he could do that without giving Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, to a nobody. David HaMelech was saved in all different types of crazy situations, all different types of ways. He didn't have to give nevuah to someone if they weren't worthy of nevuah. So Elamai, these people, whoever they were, this group that Shaul chose to chase after David HaMelech, were clearly people who are capable of nevuah. Avaloma ata, but why now? Lenisim uleshanos ateva, Kodesh Baruch Hu eino oisa nisim bechdi. Im yesh ata davar kol kach pashut lasoisim lenevim. If it's such a simple thing to make them into Nevi'im, halo Yisraelim heim, kishem misrachakim mimakorim, misgamshim. A Yisrael, when they are distant from their makor, so they become nisgashim. We are no different than them. Our neshamas are the same neshamas. The same neshamas of Klal Yisrael keep coming back to this earth. It's not like Hashem creates new neshamas. So where's this neshama from? The neshama that's inside of you and inside of me is the same neshama of these people that was there in Klal Yisrael that they were able to talk to Malachim, Ruach HaKodesh, have Nevuah. It's the same neshama. You wake up in the morning, you say, Elokai, neshama shenasata bi tohoirahi. My neshama is pure. A pure neshama. A pure neshama can have Ruach HaKodesh. But what happens when the neshama is being caked with layers of gashmias? That's what we're doing to our neshamas. Avol kishaboyim bein ha-neviim, gam behem misparetzes nevuasam. But this is the trick, my friends. It's the company that you keep. It's the company that you keep. You take any one of us and put us in a time warp, and you put them amongst neviim, you would be able to have nevuah on the spot. Because your neshama doesn't change. Your neshama is untouchable, by the way. There's no one that could damage your neshama. Elokai, neshama shenasata bi tahirahi. You put into me this morning. This morning, my neshama is 100% pure. Problem is, it's caked with so much gashmias. If I could just somehow shake off all that gashmias, all of that dirt, and then all of a sudden, my neshama is ready for nevuah. So put you amongst other Nevi'i Yisrael, and then you get in touch with who your neshama is, and your neshama can just explode, erupt in nevuah. It's nisparitz, it just breaks out in nevuah. So we have to try to create the right type of climate. If a person would be amongst Nevi'im, if one of us would be amongst Nevi'im, we'd have nevuah. Va'af Shaul, she'rodfu kishabo aleihem, niva kol halayla. Even Shaul, he was nisnava the entire night. So every one of us has the talent, the capability of having this type of tremendous ruchniyistic experience. Chachamenu zechon levracha oid amru shenevim kiflayim ki yoytzei Mitzrayim. There was twice as many as the people left Mitzrayim, which means there was 1.2 million nevim. Hayu meyav esim riboy nevim, 1.2 million nevim. Hayu be Yisrael. And it's just not mentioned in the Psukim of nation of Nichtava. Only a Nevuah that's relevant for the future generations is necessary. Says the Gemara in Megillah. This number of Nevi'im, during Eliyahu Navi's dar, it was 1.2 million Nevi'im just in that generation alone. Chutz min Nevi'im shahayu b'shar ha'doris. When we went to Morocco, we were in a basic forest, and they said this: here is 150 mekubalim buried, which we don't know who they are, bichlal, in this particular basic forest. It's unbelievable how many gdoile Yisrael we had, how many people that were bekiyim in shas, poiskim, nigla, nister, how many Reb Chaim Kanievskis there were in the world. And I'm confident that if the people in this room grew up next door to Reb Chaim Kanievski, so we would not look like we look today. Can't guarantee you'd be exactly Reb Chaim Kanievski, but we would not look like we look today. If we, the company we kept, a person would say, it's like an embarrassment to go to your bar mitzvah and not know shas. It's embarrassing. How could you? A bar mitzvah bus, they didn't finish shas. So then, if that's the way that we grew up, so then we, or every single one of us would know shas by our bar mitzvah. It's not unheard of. So it's not that we're not capable. I'm telling you, we're all capable. It's just we have atrophied our brains, if you know what the word atrophied means. Means that our the muscles in our body are so weak because they're not being exercised. So they've atrophied. The muscles in our mind have atrophied. That for us, doing three blot shakavatari balpeh is like, wow, that's serious exercise. But it's not. It's really not. We have to like start thinking of ourselves as like we're capable of so much more than that. So much more. So Rabbi Yisai, this Purim, I know that there's a thing on Purim. People like are able to express their real she'ifas. And you could surround yourself with the people that aren't even present because you are basically where your headspace is. And it doesn't make a difference who's in the room. You could be somewhere totally different. And people a lot of times like to express their she'ifas. Some people like to say they want to learn. Some people say they want to come to davening. I don't want to hear, Rebbe, I want to learn. What I want to hear is, Rebbe, I want to finish shas and poiskim. Rebbe, I want to be a gadol b'Yisrael. Rebbe, I want to be a bucky. I want to know Subis cold. I want to be able to. Let's start thinking. I want to learn. That's like pathetic. Well, that's all we want to do is learn. We don't want to learn. You want to be someone big. You want to be someone. I want Gilui Eliyahu Navi. Enough of being a loser. I want to have Ruach HaKodesh. I want Ruach HaKodesh. We stayed up one Friday. You stay up 300 Friday, nights in a row, you get Ruach HaKodesh. You get Eliyahu Navi. So some boys did a 3 out of 7 this past week. Let's start thinking big. Let's start thinking like I could do this. I want to be the next Gadol Hadar. That's what I want to be. Let's start reaching further, and you could put yourself in company that's not in their room. You want to make that your company. Make those your friends for a day on Purim. Make your friend Reb Chaim Kanievski. Make your friend Reb Gershon Edelstein. Agoyin Reb David Kohn Shlita. Make these people your friends. And it's like, this is my company. This is the company I keep. And anything less than that is just not acceptable. And you'll see. Productivity will rise to meet expectation. Productivity will rise to meet expectation. What you expect of yourself is what you will be. We are, we can. We just need to want and believe. You want to do that? You believe that you can do that, your productivity will rise. You'll see. It's amazing. People say, like I ask a bachar, he did today 3 blot shakvatari, milo b'milo, balpe, milo b'milo. You ever thought you could do that? Never thought I could do it. Okay, so finish shas. You didn't think you could do that either. You could do that too. You could do that too. There's so much we could do. We just think we can't. I'll prove it to you. There are so many people that said, I never thought I could do that. Okay, so just keep thinking bigger and trying for more, and we can. We can do this. So, but just the people around us are like, simple folk. So let's start surrounding ourselves with giants. Maybe in our minds. You know, if you read books about Gedolei Yisrael, that's the company you keep. You start reading books about great people. Read a book about Shlomo Freifeld. He came from a barely religious home. He was Yidden Ushas. Barely religious, his family. Read books about Shlomi Gross. Shlomi Gross is a person who got kicked out of school after school, and he didn't stop learning, and he didn't stop steiging, and all of the tremendous chesed that he did. Read books about all of the tremendous tzaddikim that we had. Surround yourself with them. Instead of a person, his frame of reference is Joe Schmo around the corner. Make your frame of reference someone really amazing, and make yourself someone really amazing.